Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider with another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Well, tonight's topic, another traffic stop, another black fatality, Sandra Bland, Waller County, Texas, this past week. Let's get right to it. 28-year-old Sandra Bland stopped for trivial traffic matter in Waller County, Texas, a county with a history of racial tension. Reportedly, she had a history of depression and drugs. She was pulled over for failing to signal when changing lanes. Big deal. On July the 10th, 2015, 28-year-old Sandra Bland from Chicago, arrested and charged with assaulting a public servant, i.e., a policeman. She was taken to Waller County Jail. 3 days later, she was found in her cell dead from what officials called suicide. Both FBI and Texas Rangers launched investigations trying to find what happened. The next part is bits and pieces from an article this past week by Matt Taibbi in the Rolling Stone magazine. Sandra Bland murdered, suicide or not, police responsible for Sandra Bland's death. Suddenly, even hardcore law and order enthusiasts are realizing criminal code so broad and littered with so many tiny technical prohibitions that a determined enough police officer can stop and arrest pretty much anybody at any time. I believe we've seen that over the past 3 or 4 years. Bland was on her way to a new job at Prairie A&M University when she was pulled over for failing to signal when changing lanes, something roughly 100% of American drivers do on a regular basis. Irritated for being stopped, she was curt with Encina, Officer Encina, when he wrote her up. He didn't like her attitude, so he decided to flex his muscles a little, asking her to put out her cigarette. She balked, and that's when things went sideways. Officer Encina demanded she get out of the car and reached for his taser and said, quote, "I'll light you up," unquote. And he eventually threw her in jail later that day. Texas Department of Safety ruled Officer Brian Encina, the arresting officer, pulled her from her car, threatened her with a taser, had merely violated the state's, quote, courtesy policy, unquote. The state said there was no evidence yet of any criminal behavior by Officer Encina. So women, the moral of the story is you're going to need to carry tasers in your own car just to keep the police honest. And you might even have to resort to taking that little puppy and reaching for the crotch of the arresting officer to give him a little come to Jesus moment. This, like Ferguson County, like Trayvon Martin, like Freddie Gray, like Eric Garner of New York, like countless others, does not pass the smell test. There's no way this side of Pluto or the other side that Sandra Bland hung herself in her jail. The video show clearly shows, you can even listen to the audio portion of it. She was in command of the facility. She was very assertive without being overly so, and certainly displayed none of the tendencies one would associate with someone who would subsequently, shortly thereafter, automatically take their life. This is the Knight Rider with another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Thanks again for listening. And as always, we're rounding third, heading for home. Stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.